forever.
Let's go to that clip, that same call, Satanov saying that oil and gas would be produced perhaps forever.
So definitely in a couple of years, I think the production levels will start declining, not now, not next year. Mm-hmm. And even with net zero, we will have a certain amount of oil and natural gas being produced, perhaps forever.
So if you can talk, Leila, about what this means for the UN Climate Summit. You have countries pulling out, saying these are not worth it. And yet you have thousands of activists who come from the most hardest hit parts of the planet saying this is our last hope.
Yeah, a couple of things. So first, I want people to remember that the UN Climate Conference, the COP process, it is the only game in town when it comes to rallying global efforts to avert climate breakdown. And that's the point of these conferences. And so that's why it's so shocking to me that the COP executive, Sultanov, would allow the conference itself to be essentially hijacked by oil and gas interests looking to use it as another business opportunity. At the same time, we can't lose sight of how essential this process is. I think the recent election results in the U.S. underscore how essential it's going to be more than ever to have a functioning international process to stop climate breakdown. And we can't afford to give up on COP. What we can do is force fossil lobbyists out of COP. We need the U.N. to ban petro interests from sitting at the table, from influencing the COP. Last year, our analysis showed that there were over 2,400 fossil fuel lobbyists at the climate conference, and that was more than almost any individual country's delegation, save one, I believe.
So if you just reference what's going on in this country, in the United States, talk about Trump once again saying he's going to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord and what that means.
Yeah. You know, you can't talk about the state of climate now and the state of climate diplomacy now without acknowledging America's role as historically the biggest emitter, as Joe Biden's role in overseeing a huge expansion of crude oil exports, and now Donald Trump's commitment to removing us from the Paris Agreement and from international climate diplomacy. It's a huge blow to the climate movement. It is also one country. And I think that really underscores how essential having this functioning UN climate process is, and how important it is for the host country of COP29, for Azerbaijan, to do its job and ensure that the talks this year are moving us forward toward that goal of averting climate breakdown.
Finally, what has been the response of the head of the COP, Sultanov, to your expose?
So we made multiple efforts to reach Sultanov again, to try to reach the COP29 team, SOCAR, and they didn't respond to any of our outreach or requests for comment after the fact.
Leila Stanley, we want to thank you for being with us, interim head of fossil fuel investigations at Global Witness. Democracy Now! Will be reporting live from COP29 in Baku, Azerbaijan, all next week from November 18th to November 22nd. Tune in to democracynow.org. Happy birthday to Ishmael Darro. Democracy Now! Is produced with Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Teresena, Tammy Warnock, Trina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamari Astudio, John Hamilton, Rabbi Karen, Hani Masood, and Hannah Elias. Our executive directors, Julie Crosby. Special thanks to Becca Staley, John Randolph, Paul Powell, Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Nogueira, Hugh Grand, Dennis Moynihan, David Prue, Dennis McCormick, Matt Ely, Anna Osbeck, Emily Anderson. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 WRCT. This is Yard Sale with Steve Irwin, aka DJ Jacob. Someone recently told me that the only difference between noise and music is listening. Thank you. as a parent, sometimes you just got to let your kids have your way. But listen, car safety should never, never be up for negotiation. Make sure your kids are buckled up correctly for the whole ride, every ride. Visit carsafety.gov, kids buckle up, for more information. That's right, safecar.gov, kids buckle up. This message is brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Now you know that exists. And the good folks at WRCT. That was Big Day Coming by Yola Tango, New Jersey Giants. And here's a nice track by a cool Philly band, Amelia Cry Till I Die. I just think that is the coolest thing I've ever heard. It's a field recording album made in the Amazon last year by Isabella Luzik. She's from Slovakia. I don't know how to say that. Here's a piano track. So my idea for this show, Yard Sale, is really in dialogue with like deep listening and appreciating and tuning in the soundscapes when out in the world. Paulino Laversos was a kind of a minimalist composer who, I guess, coined that term, though I'm sure people have been finding music in the world forever. And here's a little writing from her, the preface of her little deep listening book. I was always fascinated with listening to my environment. From early childhood, I've been a listener. I grew up in a time where there existed a very rich and dense soundscape of insects, birds, and animals in Houston, Texas in the 1930s. The soundscape was filled with chirping, rasping crickets, frogs, and melodic mocking birds. Now, in the 21st century, that soundscape is considerably thinned out by asphalt, concrete pavements, and building developments. Houston still has cicadas in stereophonic corridors as you walk or drive the streets, but frogs have mostly disappeared, leaving their sonic niches unfilled except for the sounds of combustion engines. A modern technological soundscape has emerged. And here's a quote. The first concern of all music, in one way or another, is to shatter the indifference of hearing, the callousness of sensibility, to create a moment of solution we call poetry. Our rigidity dissolved when we occur reborn, in a sense of hearing for the first time. That's pretty cool. And that's what Yard Sale's about. It's about the bus being the best place to read. This is 88.3 WRCT. And I'm DJ Steve Irwin. Thank you. Freeman Center joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Gotta say, I love the Erman Freeman Center. They have a really great show of abolitionist art relating to prison and life sentences and how wrong they are. Up right now, I think it's organized by Let's Get Free, and you can bid on some of that art and bring it home and support the work that they do. They're located on Penn Avenue in Garfield. They've been contributing to educational and cultural programming for over a decade, and they have a lot of really cool events. Their regular gallery hours are every Sunday from 2 to 5 or by appointment. You can also visit on First Fridays, Unblurred, 6 to 9 p.m. For more info, call ermanfreeman.org. We'll visit. You don't call a website. That last track was by Yutaka Hiroshi, one of my favorite Japanese ambient composers, titled In the Afternoon. Thank you.
all day. Why you gotta do this, try to test me now? Right when I touch down, got anxiety. Follow signs out of the terminal. JFK is a different animal now. Damn baggage claims like a war zone. Gotta pack light, cause I'm on my own. I want a brand new house, something I cannot buy, something I can't afford. I want a brand new house, something I cannot buy, something I can't afford. Here's my new address. Stay for me, stay for me. Is there a reasoning?
Yeah, the aim of my show, this show, Yard Sale, is kind of make soundscapes and to slow down. And I'm generally anti-song, but I do know how to have fun sometimes. And yeah, I love that track. That was Tori Moi, New House. So we got something cool coming up on WRCT this weekend. Get ready for Anatomy of the Ear, an annual event where we play our favorite genres for you. From Friday at 11 through Sunday 4 a.m., we're going to be playing genre slots back to back to back. I'm kicking it off at 11 on Friday with a contemporary classical set, but there's a whole bunch of different stuff to check out. I'm really excited for the anti-war rock slot on Saturday. You can check out that schedule on our on the WRCT Instagram, and yeah, be sure to check it. Check the anatomy of the ear out. I'm with you for like 10 more minutes. You're listening to the Yard Sale on 88.3 WRCT with Steve Irwin. This sounds a little like when you're FaceTiming someone and they drop the phone, but this is actually a recording of the inside of a volcano. This is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to Yard Sale with Steve Urban. Listen, I got a message for you guys. Did you know that an estimated 3,000 Americans died from foodborne illnesses each year? Yeah, 3,000. 3K. That's why it's important to always, always separate cutting boards from raw meat and vegetables. Clean, separate, cook, chill. That's to the home cooks and to the kitchens. I've worked as a server and I've seen some crazy stuff. To learn more about the four steps to keep your family safe from foodborne illnesses, please visit foodsafety.gov. This message has been brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and WRCT. This is Yard Sale, a show about slowing down and getting out of your head. I do this show Wednesdays at 9 a.m. to 10, but I started a little late today because, well, that's a long story. So we're going to go a little late. We're going to go to 10:10. But if you like what you're listening, tune in next week at 9.